episode 212 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Laura, Sandy, Donna, and Elizabeth. Club Med was started in 1950 by Gerard Blitz. He was an entrepreneur and yogi with close family members who were Olympic athletes. With this in mind, he opened his first resort on Majorca Island.
Mallorca.
Now there are...
It's Mallorca.
Mallorca?
Mallorca.
Mallorca.
Yeah.
Mallorca Island. Now there are resorts dotted all over the world with concentrations on health and wellness at every one. Donna recently got back from Club Med Turquoise and is here to share what it was like. So, Donna, besides the diving... What was your favorite thing at Club Med?
It's great because if you're looking for an adult all-inclusive in Turks and Caicos, Club Med is pretty much it. Yeah. So the other resorts that are out there are actually what they call a European plan. So you're going to have to pay for your alcohol. You're going to have to pay for your meals and things like that. And especially if you want an adult only, that's the only all-inclusive there. So that's what you got to do.
So where is it, like, in relationship to the airport? How long did it take you to get there? And
about 20 minutes, tops.
That's not bad.
What's great is that they have a booth, basically, right outside the airport. There's one for Club Med as well as beaches. So you can walk right up there. You check in. They're expecting you. You pay about $20 to get on the bus, and they take you over to the Club Med. They drop you off. As soon as you get there, you give them your bags and everything, and they've got a nice towel and some energy water with cucumbers and fruits and all in it. So, yes, very, very healthy.
I was just at a derby tournament this weekend, and they had water like that with
infused
the infused water, and they call it their bougie water.
I like that.
Their bougie water, their fancy water. I love that. There's nothing that puts you more in the mood of being on vacation than when you get there and they hand you that, like, rolled, chilled towel.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. And in the tropics, that's very nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And then you get a little wristband that's not plastic, so it doesn't, you know, sit there and you don't sweat and all that kind of good stuff. But that is your room key, and so you don't even have to, you avoid the front desk. It's that material that's like hairbands are made out of.
Oh,
it's a little
neat.
Stretchy, but it's not, you know, it's not hot.
Okay.
And then it's got a little pendant on it.
Oh, is this a keepsake, or is this something you turn at the end? And
no, it's yours to keep. They just deactivate it, and then, you know, it's not connected to your credit card anymore.
So you can't just scan it at the airport when you want to buy a snack.
No, they don't go for that. So I tried.
I didn't realize that they were so technology advanced. Club Med's been around for a long time. So obviously that's a fairly new.
Didn't they just refurb this resort though because of the hurricane last year? Am I remembering that correctly?
What? I'm sorry?
Has it gone through some refurb because of last year's hurricane season?
Yes. Well, actually, it was in 2017 that they went through a major rehab. The thing I noticed is really they concentrated most of that rehab on the rooms themselves. So, because the rooms were fantastic. I mean, it was probably the best bed I've ever slept in my life.
Yeah,
wow.
I do think it's brand new. Because actually, Turquoise had sort of a reputation for being one of the more rundown Club Meds. I think it was three Tridents. You know, they have their little...
Yeah, it was like, make sure your clients know what to expect.
Yeah.
it's a smaller property. But again, if you're looking for that all-inclusive experience, it's definitely the way to go. If you've been to the Bahamas, you'll be a little disappointed because you don't have as many restaurants and bars and choices like you do have at some of the larger resorts. At Club Med, they've got a buffet, and then they've got a beach bar that's, you know, serves tacos and hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff. So it's just not quite as variety that you may be used to, but definitely if you're looking for that all-inclusive, that's definitely the way to go.
So it's a smaller resort. How's the beach?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And actually this is interesting because we actually, the cab driver that took us to the resort said that Turks and Caicos wouldn't even be on the map if it hadn't been for Club Med.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that would come to it are divers back, you know, in the 80s when they opened. But after that, of course, now there's lots of resorts, but Club Med was just the first one.
Wow.
So they've got the best beach.
Club Med is an older chain. I mean, you know, Sandals has been around for a long time. I remember seeing their ads in the 80s. But Club Med goes back further than that, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a European chain, right? It started in Europe.
It did. It started out in France. So it's a very European company, and you actually get that feel when you go to one of the resorts. However, I believe it's been sold and now owned by China.
Interesting. Well, there you go. So, but I do believe about a year ago we did a podcast where you had visited one of the Club Med resorts in Switzerland, right, for skiing
In France.
In France.
Yes.
So how do they compare? I mean, is it a totally different? I mean, obviously, totally different climate. But were there things that you were like, oh, I know how this works because I've been to Club Med before, or is it just a totally different resort?
No, it actually had the same feel because that's one of the things that you've got most. One of the great things is all the people that work there have to speak more than one language.
Mm-hmm.
It's a requirement that you have to be fluent in at least two languages, if not three or four. Kind of a little no nonsense. It was not quite as frou-frou as some other places that I've been.
What do you mean by frou-frou?
There's not quite the amenities, I guess. It's not, you know, the bars are not, there's not bars. That I see sometimes at other resorts. It's very straightforward, very minimalist.
So is there a big European clientele? Do you see more Europeans than you do at the other other resorts we're used to going to?
Oh, definitely. And actually they told me kind of in confidence that they Club Med started so that French people didn't have to speak English. Because they don't like speaking other languages. They want to speak their own native tongue. So they created Club Med so they could feel comfortable
in their
own environment.
Yeah. Well,
they told me that kind of on the download.
All right. Well, we won't tell anybody. So.
Except for George and Scott.
Yeah, except for George and Scott. Hi, guys.
For sure. It's European languages, and especially if you're trying to, you know, brush up on your French or brush up on your German, that's a great place to go.
That's cool.
So tell us a little bit about the activities there. I mean, you said that there's not as many bars, but I knew that there's a circus component to Club Med. Did you see that there?
I did. They're really big into wellness and fitness and everything. So you had yoga, but you also had the trapeze and the trampoline. So you could actually do some of the little circus acts that you see at Cirque du Soleil. And actually, Club Med has a partnership with Cirque du Soleil to actually do some of those things. Now, this is one of the smaller venues for that, and it's just for adults. But I do know some of the other resorts like Sandpiper Bay in Florida really cater to kids. So,
did you do it?
So where's our GoPro?
Were you on the flying trapeze? What? No?
No, because I don't have the upper body strength to hold my body up.
Need to work on that.
Yes, I do.
So last
I don't either, but
go ahead.
I'd want to try it, and I'd just fall immediately.
Yeah, there's a net, right? I mean, you know.
There is a net, yes. So you're not going to fall and hit the concrete.
Hopefully.
How stretchy is the net?
I didn't get to try it out, but there was a guy that was probably 6 feet tall that was jumping up and down, and he fell, and, you know. He didn't hit the ground, so
he's okay. All right, that's cool.
That's good. So last week you were talking to us about dive trips, and I know did you dive from Turquoise?
I did, and actually they have one of the nicest dive boats I've ever been on. They've got a huge catamaran. It has a bathroom and a shower.
Wow!
And this is the cool thing is that you know so. It's so early in the morning when you have to get there to the dive shop, and then they truck you over to the boat. They bring breakfast.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's cool.
And then they bring lunch.
Nice.
So, was there an additional cost for the diving?
There was. It was ended up being about $150 for a two tank dive. So you have to figure that into your cost if that's what you're looking to do.
That seems like a standard rate. I mean, that doesn't seem out of the ordinary.
No,
it's not super expensive.
It's not unusually high. It's about it's the going rate to go diving.
Okay. So how was the food?
The food was good. The night I was there, I was only there for one night, but the night I was there, it was Mexican night. And so what they do is they actually have a theme night every night at the buffet. And that it was Mexican night. I had some really awesome barbacoa and some great carnitas. It was, you know, fantastic. Mm-hmm. They've got a beer tap right there. So all you got to do is grab a cold mug out of the fridge and pour your own beer.
And get your own?
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. And then there's a wine fridge. So you can, you know, grab a bottle and grab a glass and you're good to go. So yeah, it was good. And then of course, just like the one in France, they have a cheese bar.
Oh,
nice.
Yes, a full, you know, so, you know, most places have, you know, a salad bar. They didn't have a salad bar. They had a cheese bar.
As it should be.
That's definitely the European influence and the French influence.
Oh, yeah, and lots of bread. So
I was going to say, lots of baguettes and croissants. And
oh, yeah.
Croissants.
Yeah, and they were the good ones, not the ones that you get, like, at Costco.
Real Frenchy cheeses.
I'm so excited. I know where I'll be diving when I'm there in a couple weeks. It'll be the cheese bar, not the...
So, yeah, it was really good. And then, you know, I tried the taco bar, too. So I had a couple of tacos and some fruit. And then, well, this is the cool thing. So, you know, they're all about wellness and everything. They had a smoothie bar.
Nice.
What?
Nice.
So at the right next to the bar, the little, you know, the beach bar, they had a smoothie stand so you could go in and have a smoothie if that's what you wanted. So you could and you could do a healthy one where it was, you know, kale and all that crap that I don't use.
Yeah, because when you're on vacation, that's what you want is a really healthy smoothie.
Well, maybe people to go to Club Med,
dude. Bocce ball and tennis and a soccer field. They had sailboats, the little tiny, like, one-man or two-man sailboats. So you could do that. You could do ocean kayaking. So, yeah, there's lots of little perks that were at no cost at all.
Awesome.
So it sounds like if you are...
the healthy people.
Yeah. Like, it sounds like...
It doesn't mean we don't help healthy people.
It sounds like if you, like a small resort and you don't really want the big resorts that have all the bells and whistles and you just want somewhere really nice to go and... have an awesome beach and lots of activities. It would be really perfect.
Yeah, it's very intimate. The property itself was built in the 80s, so it's a little the buildings look a little dated,
mm-hmm.
but the rooms were fantastic. And like I said, they just went through a renovation. They do have these palapas out on the beach that you can go get a massage right out there looking on the beach.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Is that part of the all-inclusive or is that extra?
That would be extra as well.
Okay. But the beer out of the cold icy beer and the cold icy wine and that's
oh,
not
yeah,
extra.
All that's included.
I'm liking the self-serve thing. That's cool.
I would agree. Yes.
So what was the demographic while you were there? Were there a lot of couples? Were there a lot of older people, younger people? Were there any singles? Did you see any?
Most of the people I saw were couples. In their 40s and 50s, actually, because this is an all adult resort, so there were no kids there. But it was a little older crowd, but not too old.
Yeah, I would say 40 to 50 is not too old.
I think that's
quite young, actually.
It's not like the 70s.
40 is the new 20.
Right?
But it looked like everybody was well established and everything. It really had that feel of, you know, it wasn't a super party place.
Mm-hmm.
anything like that.
Club Med has a reputation for being high with repeaters, too, the club aspect of it. People tend to come back again and again. Did you get the sense that there were people who, this is where they go every year?
Definitely, because the staff was, you know, it's not necessarily that they had been there a long time. It's that they were repeat business. And so they were coming every single year, exactly the same week every year. Oh, yes, mm-hmm. definitely got mm-hmm. that feel.
So I want to ask about the rooms. You mentioned that the rooms are really nice and refurbished. Did they have like the types of rooms that you see in all inclusives where you can choose an ocean view or a garden view, a swim out? Do they have sort of that same variety?
No, there's only two room categories. And actually, I believe they're exactly the same. The difference is that the deluxe one, you get a balcony.
Oh, okay.
So you get a balcony and you can overlook the ocean. And those, it's kind of a U-shaped. The buildings are U-shaped. And so the side buildings, the side ones, actually are the regular rooms. And then the bottom of the U is actually all the deluxe rooms with the balconies.
Okay. Can you see the ocean from the sides? Or, I mean, You can.
They've got windows. You can open the windows and everything.
But I mean, you are facing an ocean. You're not facing back to the island.
You're actually on the sides of the U. You're actually facing the other U, and then on the back side, those are the ones that are actually facing the ocean.
Okay. Having trouble picturing that.
So there's basically an open space, a giant open space, and then you've got the beach.
Okay.
In that on the other side of that open space.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, so they're all facing in to the inside of the U.
Yes. Yes. All the windows.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
Your doors are actually
outside. Oh, I get what
she's
saying. She's talking about the bottom end of the U. The bottom
right,
side
the,
of the U.
Yes.
Is just that.
So
the ocean
kind of
front.
More that's like a lowercase n.
Okay. I think we might be belaboring this point just a little bit. I was just curious if you can see the ocean. That's really all I wanted to know.
Yes, you can see the ocean. For the cost, I would definitely upgrade to the deluxe. So that way you've got the full ocean view. Right, and it's really not that much more to upgrade. And it had all the amenities. You've got Wi-Fi, you've got the TV on satellite. So you've got some TV in your room. The showers are, you know, they've completely retiled everything.
Any like whirlpools in the room or jacuzzis or anything?
No, it was all stand-up showers.
Hmm. Wow.
But they do, like I said, the bed was amazing. The pillows, yeah. I could have stayed there all day.
Do they do room service at this place?
I believe so. I believe they do have some kind of room service, but it's not a normal thing. Most people go to the restaurant.
And there's just one restaurant.
One big buffet restaurant, and then there's the beach bar.
Okay, so there is no a la carte table service restaurant at all.
No.
Okay.
No, it's all buffet.
So sort of like camp.
It kind of makes me think of like a Graham pineapple or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about the way she's describing it. That's what I was picturing with Graham pineapple in Antigua, like that kind of feel of.
Kind of very similar to that, yes.
Yeah. This would be a great place for like a retreat.
You think?
Let's go check it out. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I like that.
What's the nightlife like, Donna?
They do have theme nights every night. And what's great is they have an app that you can download, and it tells you kind of the schedule. So you know what to – like they have a white party, and then they'll have a pink and blue party or whatever. And so you dress accordingly, and then they've got DJs, and they've got live music. Of course, the bar is open. They did have – a gelato stand, so you could go in and, you know, have a little bit of gelato, the really good stuff. And then they had a little dessert stand outside, so you could go and get just a little, you know, almost like tapas. Go get a little dessert, go have a drink, sit around, listen to the music. It was kind of low-key, but it was nice.
What's the pink and blue party for?
just if you're making babies.
Blue. like a somebody baby reveal.
You guys.
Gender reveal party.
Yeah. Those theme parties always get me. And it doesn't matter if it's at a resort or if it's on a cruise. I never know that far, you know, because they don't release the – usually you don't find out unless somebody tells you, hey, this on this night there's going to be a white party. So we always end up with the wrong –
Oh yeah.
You know what? They've got a store right there on site. So if you don't know what it is, you can always buy what you need.
So I'm assuming the store has
isn't that handy.
Yeah.
So the app actually works before you get there. Like you can download the app and see the schedule before you get there so you can pack appropriately.
Yes. Usually about 2 weeks in advance you can kind of see the schedule. It doesn't load any further than that.
Yeah.
So
they probably like the flexibility. That's, you know, we get asked that a lot for cruises too. Well, can I just see the schedule for the week? And it's like, no, they actually don't release that because they might have to change it. So they don't.
Well, they might have to change it. But yeah. Then when you're trying to pack outfits, and then for those of us who are like not somewhere where I can pop out to the store and buy something, and I need like the mailing time to
exactly.
So this is not the kind of place that when I was in France too. It's actually a pretty well done app.
Okay.
This is not the kind of place that you're going to be having foam parties in the pool and, you know, shot contest, and it's not that kind of place.
No, you're drinking Chardonnay by the side of the pool watching the sunset.
Okay, that's my speed.
So Donna, did your luggage make it when you made it?
Yes, Donna, indeed.
Afraid to answer because she's had a streak now.
Don't jinx it. Yeah.
I bought insurance just for that reason. And then this is the first time I've never had to use it.
Yay. Felt good, didn't it?
It did.
Well, especially since you had your dive gear in there. That's one of those times you really don't want to lose your luggage.
The insurance policy wouldn't have covered it, so that's why it was in my carry-on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes when folks go to, you know, ask us about going to all-inclusives or going to destinations, they want to do, like, excursions or anything like that. Are there excursions to do from Turks and Caicos, or do you go there for the water and you stay on your resort?
Pretty much water sports and stay on your resort. However, they do have really good fishing, so you can do fishing charters and things like that. Usually those are booked through third parties. And of course your travel agent can help you do that.
So there is a thing on Turks and Caicos that I know about. And this was a video that was floating around Facebook, but there's a animal shelter that you can go to and you can walk the dogs. They want volunteers to come and help socialize the dogs. And so I've actually had people call me because they specifically wanted to go there. But when I was coming back from St. Lucia last year, I was connecting in Charlotte. And when I was going back through security, there was a woman in front of me who brought a dog back from Turks and Caicos that was getting adopted. And she was like the pet courier that she was bringing this dog back so that because someone had adopted it. It was very cool. See, yeah, you can do that.
Oh, now I want to go get a dog.
I know. Well, I've heard that place actually, that part of the reason they let you walk the dogs is that because they don't have people on the island to adopt the dogs. So that's part of their MO is like, we'll get you in here and you'll fall in love with the dog and you'll take it home and off the island and give it a good
just
life.
Just like the come read to the dog program.
Yeah.
Genius idea. So guys, that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd really love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Laura, Sandy, Donna, and myself, Lindsay, thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time. Gotta fly!